Hi, I'm Cameron.
And I'm Emily.
I've never read Twilight before.
And I've read the books too many times to count, but now we're reading them together.
Welcome to Unbitten, a journey through the Twilight Saga. Now, in person! Hello.
Hi. Guess what? Cam's inside me house.
I am inside ye house. I went all the way up to Canada. I forgot that customs was a thing.
Can we just talk about what happened to us last night when we went to the
brewery? Oh God. Okay. I know that we have some people who don't like when we talk about our lives at the beginning of the recording, but I promise you this time it is relevant to the podcast. So go on.
So I took Cam and Liv to a local brewery like patio just to, you know, get a flight, hang out on the patio, vibes. And we looked through, like, the menu to be like, what beers do we want to pick for our flight? And Cam and I just, like, screamed, realizing there was one called La Push.
It's La Push.
La Push, baby.
It's La Push.
And then, so then we started screaming about this, and then the waitress was like, oh, wait, what? We're like, from Twilight. And she's like, oh my God, I never connected the dots until like right now when you said that.
And we're like, so true. We like Twilight.
Yeah.
And we were not going to say anything about it.
No.
But lovely Liv.
I know. They're like, oh, well, tell her like what you do. And I was like, oh, yeah, we have a Twilight podcast. And when I tell you, this waitress ran over to the wall and like smacked her hand against it and like had to have like a Blair... What, you called it a Blair Witch project moment.
She Blair Witched in the corner there. She had just turned around facing the wall, just couldn't say anything for about 5 to 10 seconds. It was terrifying, but that's generally what people do when I talk to them, so
she was average. Losing her mind. And then she came and like sat down directly next to Cam right on the bench, was like, wait, so tell me more.
Tell me everything. So if you were a waitress and you're listening to this now, I don't know how long it took you to get caught up on this podcast, or maybe you just started right here, but we love you.
That was so great.
And anyway, that was only one of two waitresses that we made, like, hug a wall.
Hug a wall because of something we said.
That is true. We've had some great times. But yeah, we're here to talk about Breaking Dawn Chapter 4.
Gesture. In me house.
In me house. In ye house. Em has a really nice house, by the way. Thanks. In case anyone wants to stalk her. I'll give you the exact address.
I'm going to dox me.
Editor, bleep this out. It is.
Shut the fuck up.
I hope that was bleeped. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that whole thing was bleeped.
Good.
I'm gonna depend on Hairball to bleep that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks in advance.
All right, Chapter 4, Gesture. It really be happening.
It sure do. I would like to point out that it was Twilight.
It was Twilight time over the river. It was just Twilight over the river, is like the second sentence of this chapter, yeah.
I was like, wow, full circle.
It really is, and that's magical.
I feel like this whole chapter was a lot of wedding stuff, and then a lot of drama.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a lot of, like, the last chapter, which is why we ended up, like, combining.
Doing them too, yeah.
But this has enough to talk about later in the chapter that I feel like it makes sense.
Thank goodness, yeah. This is what I was picturing when I was like, I swear it's outside and there's like flowers and stuff, because the backyard is where
all the actual reception happens.
Yeah, the whole reception and the dance floor is under like a canopy of trees and flowers outside.
Correct. Yeah, which makes sense. Seth is being adorable. Seth's mother does not want him to say hi.
I know.
And Seth does not give a shit and is like hugging Edward. I'm so cute.
I love him so much. Like, MVP of the series, perhaps.
Honestly, factual.
He came in right when we were losing steam.
Yeah, and we were like, okay, Seth Clearwater, this is a cool guy we've got.
I just think it's so cute. He's like, I'm so happy for you, like, that you got what you wanted, and that it's working out for you.
Billy Black also has this sparkle in his eyes that we don't know about yet. Yeah. We find out later, but right now, Bella's just like, he looks like he's heard some good news.
What did you think that was going to be?
I thought that it was going to be... I didn't think Jacob was going to show up, but I did think it was going to be news about Jacob.
Yeah, well...
I knew it would not be that he was happy about them getting married.
What else would he be, like, fully, like, ooh, like got a little twinkle in my eye. No.
Yeah, not
nothing
definitely
to do
not,
with fucking Edward.
Definitely not Bedward.
Bedward?
Yeah, that's
oh,
their,
the
that's their ship name, obviously.
It just sounds stupid.
Is there a normal one for them? Or is it just Team Edward?
I think it was just Team Edward. Like, I don't remember ever doing, like, the name shipping thing.
Edla.
Ew.
This is why there was never one, because Bedward and Edla suck.
Okay, but for the ship name for such a long time in the Hunger Games was Penis.
That is. I didn't know that, actually. I never thought about that. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
Versus what?
Everlark.
Oh, that's such a better... That's Oh, because people didn't like him.
People didn't like
okay,
Penis.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Why did they like Gale? He committed so many war crimes.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking, like, the other one, it was Katniss Everdeen
nice...
and Peeta Mellark was
oh, okay.
Everlark. But
and that's
a lot
pretty.
Of people still kept Penis
because
the
meme
of it all.
Like,
yeah.
And they didn't like Peeta and Katniss being together for some reason.
Yeah.
Because people like bad boys. Even
they
though
do.
Sometimes
even though
the bad boys are just
war
simply
crimes.
Bad boys and not, like, sexy bad boys.
Yes. If your bad boy is committing war crimes and does not care about it, ooh.
Yikes. Maybe Yikes. Consider, maybe think about your bad boy a little bit more.
I mean, you know, people can like a character that commits
a
war crimes.
A bad boy needs to be somebody that is misunderstood and maybe does questionable things, but it's all for, like, a really good reason.
Yeah.
If that's, like, a successful bad boy.
I agree.
They have to have, like, a good moral code underneath it.
I agree. However, that's not to say, like, you can't like characters that are just
unabashedly
oh, well, war crime
absolutely.
People, of course, but
like
I'm
ben
like
Ben Barnes in Shadow and Bone.
Sure,
I'm
but
just
I'm also
like I'm gonna drool.
You know, don't pretend it's a better relationship necessarily, right?
Right? Which is such a funny thing, by the way. Have you watched Shadow and Bone or Red?
Yeah,
and Bone?
I've watched
yeah.
it.
Well, the funny thing about that, like, makes me laugh is that, like, I never had any sort of, like, interest in the Darkling as a character.
Right.
Like, when I was reading the books, and then they cast Ben Barnes, and I was like, hold on, maybe I like an evil man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, do you guys like Ben Barnes? Let us know. I really like Ben Barnes, and Liv does not understand it.
I know. They're such a lesbian. I love that.
And that it's really good for them. But
when
I see
look,
Ben
they
Barnes.
They look at Robert Pattinson. They're like, he's such a weird guy.
Well, like, he is
mean?
A weird guy. That's
yeah,
why I like
I love
him. I like him better when he's in his weird guy era than in his, like, Edward era.
Yeah, I like him standing in his kitchen in his tracksuit.
Right, exactly. I like him as, like, a genuinely unattractive Batman.
The best Batman I've
the
ever
best
seen.
Batman. The most goth.
The most wet Batman.
That's true. That's true. I think he is the wettest Batman we've seen on screen. If
Make
you guys have seen a wetter
wet.
Batman, please let us know. I would love to see a wetter Batman than Robert Pattinson.
You won't be able to find one.
But I would love to see you guys try.
Yeah.
Just to know that a lot of our listeners Google search wet Batman. Not
sure.
Robert Pattinson.
When you have to do the Google search thing to, like, minus, like, don't
right.
show this word.
Yeah, they're going into advanced search just to find a
minus
wet Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
That is not Robert Pattinson. All
oh
right.
My God.
Anyway, we're a page into this chapter.
I know. Laughable moments for me were they're having, like, that sort of meet and greet thing where everyone comes to say congratulations.
Yeah.
And Jessica and Mike roll up holding hands, and Bella's like, oh my God, I didn't know they were together again. That's cute. And I'm like, you don't care about these people.
Yeah, I'm like, you literally don't care. It's sort of like when you're, it's like when you're watching, like, a reality TV show or something.
Yeah.
Or, like you're just learning about celebrity news.
Yeah.
And
you're
like, oh, these guys are back together again. That's nice for
you're
them.
You're going through the checkout at the grocery store, and the
oh,
magazine
God.
Is up there, and it's, you know, so-and-so back together. This person breaks it off. And you're like, oh, interesting.
Cool. Good for them. I'll never think about this again after this moment.
That's literally her. Which, again, is why I bring up, like, that moment where it's like, won't you miss all your human friends?
Like,
Jessica,
no, I won't.
Mike, and I'm like, the whole series has been about her being annoyed by one or the other of them. And being
yeah.
like, ugh, Jessica, like, oh, she won't stop talking my ear off. Ugh, Mike, he keeps asking me out. He's so annoying. That's it.
Yeah, it's like, these are people that she will not care about or miss. Sorry. Yeah, big on again, off again relationship, though. They're
True.
Back again.
Classic.
And then we meet the Denali vampire.
I know.
Player.
That was slay.
Yeah, that was That was by Panic by Bella.
Yeah, it was.
For sure.
Yeah.
She like, masks it as jealousy.
But no.
But it's not.
She literally has a full-on, like, panic moment where she stutters because, who was it? Eliezer? Like, puts her hand on
Eleazar. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to say that name.
But she, like, puts her hand on top of Bella's, and Bella's like, my pleasure.
And she's like, me too.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
And Edward calls her his Bella and his wife, and he goes, my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
Which, again, it's the only other one little piece, one little tidbit that the fandom grasps onto to be, like, Tanya's the, like, annoying cheerleader type
right.
who wants Edward is because she hugs him and Bella thinks it's for too long.
Yeah, which is so silly because they've known each other for a long time, whatever. It's also probably Bella being insecure, which yeah, honestly, sure, is. Valid. Like, whatever.
But as soon as they stop hugging, like, she's like, oh, I'm so glad to meet you.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about what happened earlier.
Yeah, and she's like, I wish we had come to meet you sooner.
Yeah, and she literally asked, can you forgive us?
Yeah. Like, she's literally done nothing wrong.
She's a good person.
Yeah.
Fandom, stop it.
Fandom loves to hate on a woman, especially if she's blonde.
That's so true. Fandom hates a blonde woman.
They do.
Fandom really hates a blonde woman.
Wake up, everyone. Rosalie is perfect.
Rosalie is perfect, and we all love her. Also, I'm perfect, and we should all love me. I'm also a blonde woman.
Yeah.
Thanks.
A fake blonde.
Shh. Don't tell the people. Okay, and then, yeah, Tanya makes a fun comment about how they have eons of time to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And then they all laugh in a way that they are like, oh, haha, because we're all vampires.
Get it?
We're almost vampires.
We won't die.
Yeah. They do the cake cutting, and they talk about Edward manfully swallowing his portion. That's actually how it's said in the book.
I know. He's swallowing his load.
Yeah. It says, Edward manfully swallowed his portion as I watched in disbelief.
What a phrase.
What the fuck? Who let that happen?
Like, on one
hand...
Who
published that?
I know. On one hand, it's like, oh, because vampires don't eat food and they have to puke it up later. However, the writing of that...
She didn't have to say manfully swallowed.
That is about swallowing cum.
It is about swallowing cum.
Edward manfully swallows that load.
Yeah, he does, and we're proud of him.
He knows how to take it.
And we're... That's very exciting for him. Good boy.
Good boy.
Sorry, I saw Fergus at the same time as I was talking about Edward, and then the good boy sort of went into the same thing.
Oh, no. That's what Bella said after. She's like,
good boy. Yeah, totally. And also, Edward took off her garter with his teeth.
And flung it at Mike.
And flung it straight into Mike Newton's face. I like to imagine that he slingshot it with his teeth.
That's
like
what I think, too.
He had
yeah.
one tooth
on it, and then went, ching.
Yeah, totally.
We pictured the exact same
thing. Good, good, good.
What I also like is they have the, like, father-daughter dance and, like, mother-son dance, and I think it's such a good reference to say that Edward and Esme looked like, what are they, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dancing.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, so they're, like, these, like, very famous, like, classic dancers that, like, I feel like there's this one gif that I've seen over and over again that I believe is of them, where, like, he does, like, a spin with her, like, lifting her over a chair and down again, where she doesn't even actually touch the floor in that moment.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, she, you know, danced till she bled in her high heels, that kind of thing. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's just, like, perfectly of the era for
right.
them.
Well, I'm looking at pictures of them, and they seem like they're having a good time. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Just, like, incredibly, like, famous.
Yeah, dancers. Famous, good dancers, very beautiful.
Yeah, and, like, just, like, of that very, like, classic, I believe, 20s era.
Yeah.
Maybe later. But either way, perfect for, you know, Edward and Esme. I just thought that was perfect as...
Yeah, which is very funny.
Which, I will admit, like, I didn't get that reference at all when I first read it, and I didn't for years after. I was just like, sure, some old person reference.
Yeah, right. This is for old people.
But I did just see, like, a gif floating around over and over again, and I was like, holy shit. Like,
it's
this
them.
Woman was insanely talented. I get it now.
Yeah.
So, I appreciated it this time. And then Charlie and Bella are just, like, awkwardly doing that sway that you do when you're, like, in middle school at a dance for the first time.
Right. And, like, honestly, A Thousand Years is playing.
Yeah. Like,
that's what was playing at my middle school dances.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
I know.
I couldn't even tell you mine.
What? Yeah, what was the slow dance music that you remember from your...
I remember it being, I mean, this is even of my era, but everyone slow danced to Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
I don't, I would know it if I heard it, definitely, yeah. But I don't think I know the name of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was definitely like 1,000 years.
Uh-huh.
Totally. Which is hilarious.
I think, I mean, that definitely would have been mine, like.
Well, because I was in middle school in, like, exactly. 2011 to 2014.
Exactly. So, like, it's not like that never came up at dances I went to later.
Right. It's just that it was the perfect awkward middle school dance for a Catholic school.
I know.
Oh, so good.
Wait, if you went to Catholic school, were they, like, you know, you can't.
No, they let us dance. Oh, okay. We just couldn't, like, be super close to each other.
Mm-hmm. No grinding.
And no grinding. Mm-hmm. I think I would have been shot out back, back and shot if I had grinded in middle school.
If I ground.
If I was ground beans. Bella says that it could be criminal negligence to leave Charlie's home because she won't be feeding him anymore.
Oh my god.
Which I thought it would be much funnier if she said elder abuse.
That would be hilarious.
And it's so sad that, like, this is, like, her being like, I'm really never gonna see these people again.
I know.
When they're just like, oh, have fun on your honeymoon.
Yeah, and she's like, bye. Goodbye.
Forever.
I love you. Goodbye.
Yeah, and they're like, love ya.
Call me. And she's like, and she's I like, promise to call you.
Because that's the only all thing I can do.
Oh, it's sad. Also, it is Mike really is sad. Thinking impure thoughts, and I'm like, you're literally with Jessica right now.
I know.
He's such a dirty bastard.
He's so gross. But Bella looks at herself in the, like, reflection of the glass. Or no, it's a mirror, I guess. Why is there a mirror? The wall?
It was the
oh, okay. No, it is the mirror wall of glass.
Mirror-like wall of glass, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought, but then it said the mirror, and I was like, stop that. But she says she looks really pretty.
I'm surprised in this moment it wasn't an opportunity for her to be like, will this be what, like, everyone else sees me as when I'm a vampire, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a perfect moment for her to be like, wow, I look like someone, because she's always feeling like she doesn't deserve to stand beside Edward. And in this moment, she's like, I don't even recognize myself next to him. I don't know. It feels like a self-reflective moment of being like, well, will this be how everyone else sees me forever afterwards?
Right, when I am hot as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I would think. I'd be like, damn,
but
this is going to be me now.
Alice did a good job in the wedding makeup and styling and everything.
So a gift arrives.
Mmm, fun.
It's Jacob.
It's yay. It's our favorite character, Jacob. Yay. Man, this really does happen.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so they go to, like, this dark area.
Yeah, they basically dance all the way across the dance floor and then off into, like, a little dark corner.
Yeah, and everyone, I'm sure, thinks they're kissing.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. Let the newlyweds go make out in a corner. It's
understandable.
Fine.
Yeah. Especially when they're, like, 18.
Right. Like, what else do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
Everyone else already thinks Bella's knocked up, so.
Yeah, for sure.
They were like, wow, good job specifically hiding any baby bump by being like, look, her dress is so, like, skin tight at this moment.
And it is.
And it is.
She won't have a baby yet. I'm sure she will, though. I know how this book goes.
But yeah, she hears Jacob's voice, and she's all like, Jacob!
Jacob!
Kristen
Stewart
voice actor.
It's like the anime. Jacob!
And Edward's just like,
he literally is just like, Anyway, I don't even watch anime. What's going on?
I think I've watched 2 anime ever animes.
Yeah.
Animebas.
Animo. I watch Attack on Titan, because everyone does.
Yeah. I watched Fruits Basket.
Oh.
Because it was some romance shit. You know.
I like that for you.
Yeah.
Slay.
Big slay. So, yeah, he shows up and she's, like, you know, basically starts crying and stuff and stumbles towards him. And it's all like, my Jacob was back. He's so warm and special.
Yeah.
And also, is he now, like, 7 feet tall?
Right. She thinks he's, like, closer to 7 feet than 6, is what she says.
Yeah, yeah.
Edward goes to dance with Rosalie to give them some space, which is nice.
It is nice. And, you know, this is truly the epitome of the meme. Like, they really had me in the first half.
Oh my god, this conversation? Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, thank god he's being mature. And I'm like, doesn't something happen? And I'm like, oh, here it is. Yeah, God. I was like, I thought something happened here.
He's being so good, too.
Yeah.
It's like trying to, like, tame a feral dog.
Literally.
That's literally what it is.
Someone neuter this man.
Someone fucking neuter Jacob. We need a TNR RN.
We literally do, honestly.
Yeah. Because it's so cute. She's just like, everything is perfect now that you're here. She's like crying. Everyone I love is here.
Yeah.
And he's like, sorry, I was late. Blah, blah, blah.
I hate that he says, sorry, I'm late, honey.
I know.
Like, you're a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah. You shouldn't be calling anyone honey, first of all.
Right. I'm like, you're not like a middle-aged dad who's late, coming home from work, and your wife's there being like, where are you? Oh, sorry, I'm late, honey. You know, long day at the office.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. It just doesn't fit him.
Sorry, I'm late, honey. Long day at the middle of the woods.
Also, she's just not his honey.
She's also just not his honey.
Like, that on its own is no. The word honey is ew.
Especially, like, it doesn't need to be that way, but with him it is.
It is, exactly.
Because I could call my friend honey, and that would be fine.
If it was Edward, no problem.
Yeah.
But from him, gross.
From him, it is gross.
Yeah, it's just ew. But, yeah, he was basically realized, essentially, that morning, like, oh, like, I'm actually a little bit closer. And then I guess it hit him, like, this could be my last chance to actually see her. And he started sprinting back home, and he barely made it in time.
Yep, and she knows him very well, so she can tell that he is trying to say, he's trying to have a good face on for her.
I know.
But she can tell that he's a little strained about it.
Yeah, and that's where I was like, oh, like, kudos to him.
No, exactly, he's trying. I was like, oh, this is a good thing.
Yeah, good for him. He went on his journey for a few months,
and says, now he's chill. She says, I've never done anything good enough to deserve a friend like Jacob. I'm like, girl, you never done anything bad enough to deserve a friend like Jacob.
I know. All you do is good things for people. Stop that. They're taking advantage.
He sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually being nice, and he says he's just came here to see her.
He'll he has a horrible haircut.
Yeah, because he did it himself with rusty kitchen shears.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he needs someone else to shear his little sheep head.
And he tells her that she doesn't have to keep bugging Seth, and she's like, no, I like Seth. Like, yeah. Edward likes Seth.
We're just
buds.
We
enjoy this. He's so cute.
I know, like, no one can say anything bad about Seth. He's just being nice, and it's sad. Like, it got me when he's like, I think I'd be used to telling you goodbye by now.
I know.
And he, like, catches the tears from her eyes, and I'm like, oh, this is so sweet and sad. Like, this is the only person, essentially, that knows that it's actually goodbye. Because her family and stuff, she's saying goodbye to with emotion on her end, because she's like, I can't see them again. But they're like, oh, like, my little girl's growing up.
Right, exactly.
They don't know how big of a goodbye it is. So Jacob's the only one who, like, actually knows the weight of it. So I guess that's why it hit me more.
Yeah.
He's the only person who had the opportunity to treat it as the serious goodbye that it is.
Yeah, definitely. What was I going to say? He also mentions that Sam and the others are in, like, the background. Yeah. Casey decides to trash the party or something.
And he's like, I promise I didn't come here to ruin your wedding.
Yeah, it's like, okay, great.
Psych.
Thanks for saying that very convincingly.
Yeah. And at that point, I was like, yeah, exactly. You shouldn't be here to ruin her wedding.
Yeah.
It's her moment.
And also, he's like, this is a nice wedding.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, it is. Alice is amazing.
Alice is really good at this shit. That's why I let her do it. However.
That's actually her real superpower.
It is.
Is party.
She's like,
party planning.
Well, yeah, she's like, oh, I had visions, like, before I was a vampire, so, like, that's nothing new.
It's true.
Party planning.
I got better at that.
Yeah. I love that new canon.
That is good.
I mean, that almost, it's so weird that she's, like, her story is literally that she had visions beforehand and she was in an insane asylum, like.
Yeah.
That's wild. And we're getting a story about Bella who goes,
right, exactly.
Anyway.
So crazy.
Alice should be the main character.
Anyone but Bella should be the main character. If we're being
I know.
Except for maybe Jacob. We're going to find out after I see the inside of his head.
Alice or Rosalie. Both would be
so
great
true.
Main characters.
Would be great. I would love to see Rosalie's story.
Yeah.
Like we said, I wanted a movie of Rosalie's story. And I want a book of Rosalie's story from, like, in her first engagement.
Yes.
To, like, finding Emmett.
Finding Emmett, I know.
Oh, it's so cute.
That's just a relationship I support beginning to end.
It's really good.
See, I think it's actually the only relationship I fully support beginning to end. Because Jasper's a fucking Confederate.
Right. Carlisle and Esme are like, okay, sure, but they're like mom and dad.
Yeah.
You don't get enough in the text of them being in love. Well, you do get it a little bit in the movies in like extended moments.
Esme is just there to be the mom-wife person. Correct. She doesn't have much personality beyond that.
Which is really unfortunate. It is. But yeah, Rosalie and Evan are the fucking best.
I know.
Rosalie's so cool, and Evan is just a guy who likes hiking and got by a grizzly bear.
He would be on that bear podcast you listen to.
He would be on Tooth and Claw. Oh, I love that bear podcast. Shout out. Yo, I should tell them to cover it.
Oh my god.
I'm on their Patreon. I should let them know.
That's so funny.
It is silly and goofy. Yeah, Jacob says this is how he's going to remember Bella. He's going to see her this way.
Blushing,
heartbeat, happy. Two left feet.
Yeah.
And then he says, that's my girl. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
That's not your girl. She literally just got married. How much clearer can I get?
It's so annoying because Stephenie Meyer clearly wrote this in a way of being like, this is something that is like an attractive thing. And it would be if it wasn't, this was the situation.
Yeah.
If it was just like, if someone was just like, that's my girl, I would melt into the floor.
So good.
I would melt into the floor.
I love
and
it.
And then I would seep into the carpet and like die there.
And leave a stain.
I would leave a stain.
A cam stain.
A cam stain, that's true. As opposed to a cum stain. They're very similar, but the asterisk is an A.
Yes, it is. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. But when he says, that's my girl, I
want to vomit.
Disgusted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll leave a different stain.
It's a different stain.
It's a vomit stain that I'm going to be leaving on the carpet.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
I don't like it. It's not cute at this point.
No, like
at all.
Because I see what she's trying to do and that she's trying to make him like attractive, but it just does not
it's
work.
It's too late.
It's too late.
He already
we had good Jacob time. We had good Jacob time in New Moon.
Yeah, that was it.
And then it quickly came to an end.
And we could have had it all.
Rolling in the deep. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, so Jacob starts dancing around, like, when is it going to happen? And she's like, not tonight, don't worry. It's going to be a week or two. And he takes that as, hey, it's okay to wait. Like, you don't need to, like, be embarrassed about it. I'm proud of you for not rushing into it. Because, like, obviously you can't have a proper honeymoon. Like,
yeah,
you know. And again, the book constantly saying, like, a
proper honeymoon instead of just saying they're gonna have sex.
Like, you can't have a proper honeymoon.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I can go to a beach? Of course I can. No, you can't have sex.
Right, and that's the funniest thing, is that I don't even...
Sex has not been said. Like,
right, I didn't even think... And I also didn't even think about, like, they were talking about... I don't even know if Bella was saying, yes, I can have a real honeymoon in that I can have sex. I don't think she was just meaning just that. I think she was like, yes, I can, like, have, I don't know. It's just, like, it felt like it leaned into that more and more as it went on. But she was just, like, talking about how her honeymoon was going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then he was, like...
He basically said, like, what are you going to do, play checkers? And that's when she got defensive, being like, I can do whatever I want. Like, it'll be fine. And he's like, wait, before your turn? Like, it didn't start...
You're going to have sex with a vampire before you turn. Ugh. And then he starts fucking freaking out.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I actually... I'm curious. I don't know if they ever say, like, sex.
In the book?
Yeah, I'm like...
Yeah, I need to do, like, the PDF search.
I do need to, like... I guess I'm just going to be looking out for it, but I can't think of it, because obviously they're going to be, like, making love, like,
gross.
A proper honeymoon with my wife.
My wife.
He's a wife guy
sexy
now.
Sexy time.
Yeah.
But don't trust him, he's a wife guy now.
Yeah, you can't
You should never trust a wife guy.
I just, this whole thing
makes
me so fucking mad, because he comes here like, I'm offering peace, I just want to say goodbye to you one last time. You know, that's my girl. I'm not here to ruin your wedding. But then he hears her talk about, like, having sex, and he's like, I'm gonna kill him! I'm gonna rip him apart and burn the pieces!
No, literally.
Like,
and also she's like, we shouldn't be talking this. This makes me uncomfortable. It's private. And he just keeps going on about it.
He's like, you really think you can do that without getting killed?
And he shakes her and, like, grabs under
her so upper arm.
So much that she can't get blood flow.
Yeah, and the fact that he gripped her upper arm and shook her. And was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it says that his hands are tight as tourniquets.
Yeah. Cutting off blood flow. It is, like, at this point, it's a fucking, like, this is, like, physical assault, right?
Yeah.
Like, how is it not? Like, he's immediately angry and attacking her, basically, to the point that, like, Edward's by her side in a second. Seth is like, hey, like, you need to calm down. Seth, thank you.
Thanks God for Seth. Yeah. Which I think is just more and more about why Jacob was not the right choice, because if he... Just because, you know, people can chalk this up to being jealousy, but if he's able to do it here, he can do it in other spaces, yeah. And he can do it when he's angry about other things, and that's not a safe environment to have a wife.
No.
So I don't think Bella should have gone for him no matter what at this point, she can see that he is a person who touches someone and kisses them without their consent,
yeah.
And grabs them and can be violent towards a small woman.
Yeah, and it's... The interesting and difficult thing about that conversation is we're already primed to be like, oh, but he's a werewolf, so therefore they're, like, triggered easily, and, like,
right.
Any anger is immediately, like, oh, they could turn at any moment, they start shaking, like, it's out of their control, and it, like, I hate that narrative, because it puts...
Right, I hate that the book was written in such a way
right,
that
it puts the
forgives.
Onus back on the person who's making him angry and triggering him to, like, get right. All, like, werewolf shaky transformation, and not on him being unable to control his emotions.
Right.
To the point that he has wolves, like, stanced around him, ready
yeah.
to reel him in.
I don't think there's anyone... there's no other werewolf who is so volatile
only,
that they have to...
Who is it? Paul? They fought the very first time.
That is true.
Met the werewolves. But, like, that's it. Seth's like, chill, man. Like,
we're all just hanging out.
Yeah.
Seth literally just wants to hang out.
Seth, like, yeah, he just, like, immediately grabs Jacob and starts trying to pull him back, which is so cute because Seth's, like,
it's
a
like,
little guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's, like, yeah, they say that he's, like, gangly and,
yeah.
like... He's really doing his best, and remember
puppy.
That Jacob is closer to 7 foot than six now. That's
but,
so silly.
Yeah.
And she also mentions that, like, if Jacob phased with Seth so close, that could be potentially dangerous?
Yeah.
I don't know what that necessarily means. I guess if he, like, explodes into wolf.
I guess it's the
like,
same way that, like, Sam transformed, like, really close to Emily and ended up, like, clawing her face in that sense.
Got it.
So it's sort of like, you know, you explode into a wolf and now you have claws out just, like,
right.
raking down
absolutely.
Whoever's in front of you.
Makes sense.
Especially if it's happening while you're
angry. Because your claws are gonna be out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's two more wolves that show up, but they seem like they're not being aggressive, more like just trying to prevent a fight between Jacob
yeah.
and Edward. Because Edward's like, get off her!
Yeah.
And Seth's just like, you'll hurt her and let her go.
It's so shitty because when he finally does let go, she's like, the pain of, like, the blood rushing back into her arm, like, hits her.
Yeah.
And it's like, he was, like, legitimately hurting her and because he was angry at Edward.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That is completely fucked up. Like, I just got mad. I was like, it started out so good.
It started out so good and went
then
so fast.
That's what keeps happening with Jacob. It
yeah.
starts out with him being like, I'm only here to be on good terms with you.
Well, this is how you know it's like a really toxic
that's
fucking relationship.
Literally what I wrote in my notes. I'm like, this is the perfect recipe for a toxic relationship because Bella, immediately after it blows over, feels guilty. She feels like she shouldn't have said something.
She apologizes.
She apologizes. Like, it's my fault for triggering him like this. And
yeah.
that is a toxic relationship where
it
the
is.
Guy keeps coming back and goes, I'm just here
it's
to be nice
be different
to you.
This
it's
time.
Different. And then it's her fault for getting him angry and not
right.
his fault for being unable to control it.
Right. And yeah. And then like attacking her. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It
can easily fall into like an abusive situation.
It's a complete perfect example of a toxic relationship
yeah.
cycle.
Absolutely.
There's like, it's,
and I don't, the thing is, the funny thing is that I don't know if Stephanie meant to write it
no,
like that.
No, I know. That's the funniest thing. Because
it's such a good,
it's a perfect example.
But like, I don't think she meant for it to be that way. I think she just meant that he was, like, misplaced protective.
Yeah. She wants us, like, she did want us to be, like, Team Jacob versus Team Edward.
Right.
To some degree. Like, that's why it was played off. Like, Jacob still had a chance in some way.
Yeah. And I think, because also, I assume we're going to be in Jacob's head later. And you don't usually go in the head of the abusive boyfriend in a book. You don't really get sympathy or, like, a redemption arc
yeah.
for them. So I'm very interested to see what's gonna happen in this book.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's just crazy. She did such a good job writing a typical cyclical toxic relationship, and I completely agree. I don't think she intended it to be that perfectly, like, a perfect example.
Yeah, she didn't mean for it to be that at all.
But it's the fact that it's not just Jacob getting angry and, like, taking out physical violence against Bella. It's her continuous guilt cycle mm-hmm. that happens after. Yep. Like, that's what is so typical, is she's never like, you know, I can't believe Jacob did this. I'm so, like, yeah. upset that he couldn't control himself. And then it's always her fault.
Yep, and then paired again with him leaving and then coming back and placating yeah. until he can't placate anymore. And then, yeah, it's gross.
And now Edward's upset because he's like, he's right, actually. Like, I can't believe I'm gonna do this. Like, I don't want to kill you. And I'm like, you know, if you die for the dick, you die for the dick.
If you die for the dick, you die for the dick, and that is...
You have to commit to it. And she's like, I'm committing to it. If yeah, I die, like, I die.
If I die, I'm going to die doing what I love.
However, Edward, this is what's insane to me, is she's already planning to become a vampire. So it's like, if you fucked her to almost death...
Oh my god, you could just turn her.
Can't you just turn her and make it better? Like, Esme fell off a cliff and she got turned.
And then cured. She was better.
Yeah. They literally, like, he has the exact immediate way to resolve the situation yeah. that Bella has already consented to as part of their agreement.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's so, yeah. Well, I guess you can just walk the shit out of her then. That's fine.
Right?
Like,
why is he like, I could kill you with this? And, like, how come neither of them are like, yeah, but you know what's a cure for dying? Is
Vampirism.
Like, how is that not being brought up? If she's yeah. like, I want to have sex before I get turned. Okay, we had sex, but you, like, you know, fucked into my pelvis too hard. Now everything's broken. Yeah. Can you fix me? Just bite my neck. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you. Give me some morphine.
I literally...
Crazy. So crazy.
I don't know. They're making it this big dramatic thing, and I just keep thinking, but you can just turn someone
yeah.
to fix all of their broken issues.
There's a lot of things that could go...
And... It's because that would be different if it was like, oh, but I don't want to have to turn you, when she's like, no, we got married, so you would.
Right, exactly.
There's nothing else to resolve here. Try it and die.
Yep. So Jake gets pulled away by yeah. the boys, and Bella's apologizing, and Edward's like, stop doing this, which is why Edward's great.
What I actually like about this is Bella having the... thought of, I need to start getting better at playing cool and acting like nothing happened, because that's how I'm gonna have to play as a Cullen for, like, the rest of my vampire life.
Yeah.
If something weird goes on, if there was a sparkling moment, I'm gonna have to learn how to play things off. And so that's, like, sort of her first moment of being like, pull it together, it's not about my emotions right now, let's put on this show of the wedding.
Right, totally.
It's interesting.
And it's so funny because she thinks it's so catastrophic, but then she realizes that, like no one else noticed. 2-minute conversation.
All of them were, like, whispering at each other.
They were all whisper yelling, yeah.
In the dark, away from the dance floor.
So good.
And everyone's just like, there they are, they stopped making out.
Right, they just spin gently back on the
floor. They're like, oh, she must have put her lipstick back on because it's all messed up. Nice, nice. Good job.
Yeah, and she's... Yeah, she's still freaking out, and he's like, nothing is wrong. Like, you didn't do anything wrong, which
true,
I appreciate.
True, again.
But then, of course, Edward starts being like, what am I doing? Like, this is stupid. And you're like, you just made Bella stop. You just told Bella to stop thinking about what Jacob is saying, and now you're about what Jacob is saying?
He's a hypocrite forever.
He's a hypocrite forever.
Yeah.
Also, he's like, what are you obsessed
with? I'm allowed
to
overthink things, but not you. You need to not have a single thought in your life.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, he probably just assumes that she can't have a single thought because he can't hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when Bella just goes, like, stop it, you and me, that's the only thing that matters. The only thing you're allowed to think about now, which is so hot.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, girl.
She's advocate like, for yourself.
You are only allowed to think about me, thank you very much.
Thank
I'm
you
like,
very much.
And I'm she's like, now like, tie him down.
Right? Yeah, she's like, it's my wedding. You're going to think about me and only me. And right. later, you're going to bend your knees on the little floor and take off my shoes, and we're going to get to fucking.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's so good.
She's like, you're going to eat me out while you're kneeling on this little floor here.
Uh-huh.
Thank
on God.
You very much. And he's like, fuck, for real.
And he's like, oh, so true.
I do respect it in this moment. She's like, this is about us. This is our wedding.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, she's like, we're circling back to this because this is for us.
Yeah.
And then Emmett comes and is like, let me dance with my little sister, which is so...
Yeah! Also, the fact that, like, obviously the vampires all heard the exchange that was going on. Yeah. So as they come back, like, Emmett and Jasper were, like, posted up, like, we're ready to fight.
What happened? On the edge of the dance floor. Yeah.
Squad.
Yeah, like, they weren't gonna do anything, but...
I love that for them. They're like, we're just casually standing here, you know, just we're just casually down.
Not dancing right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's chill, it's chill, it's chill. Yeah. I also need to point out, Alice gets her it's time moment when she comes to get Bella to get ready to, she like...
goes, Bella, it's time. So like, good. Yes. Yeah, she does.
She has to have an outfit change because they are leaving to catch a flight tonight.
Which is crazy. Who does that? Who fucking does that?
Nobody does that now.
Nobody does
that.
Are
you kidding me? I'm not going to leave my own wedding and then, like, you know, middle of the party.
What am I supposed to do after you leave your wedding?
I don't know.
Get married? Do not look at me like that. We know what I'm going to do at your wedding, and it is unholy.
I'm just saying, there will be singles there.
There will be singles there. Let's go, baby. All right. Anyway.
Your hotel will be a 30-second walk from the dance floor.
Why do you do this to me? Oh, boy. All right, I'm your best friend,
and I support you and your choices.
And my bad choices in my life. Thanks. Anyway, now that I'm blushing. More blushing is gonna happen because they start fucking making out.
They do. I actually love this because they're making out, they're getting into it, and Alice keeps trying to pull her away, and like people are like cheering for them and like,
woo! Kissing, yeah. They're like, yeah, ignore her. And they, yeah.
It's very cute. She's of like, Bella,
do you wanna wear your dress on the plane? And it's so funny because finally Alice, or no. Yeah, finally, Edward, let's go, and he goes, you're awfully small to be so hugely irritating. And I'm like, me.
It's such a good little sister moment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's like, I could throw you.
She's like, you could try, but I'd see it coming.
Yeah, she's like, nice try.
So, yeah, then she goes upstairs to get her little outfit changed with, and Alice with Esme and Renee are all there, and like,
yeah, and Bella gives Alice a proper thank you for how wonderful the wedding is, which is great, because I think she like complained her way through a lot of it, which
I get why,
but
I'm happy at the end that she saw that it was good and
that it was clear that she actually loved it, and she wasn't just gonna like be a dick and be like,
no, she wasn't.
All your planning I was unhappy with. Like,
I mean, it's pretty much like as soon as the actual like wedding ceremony was over, she's like, I'm happy here, this is actually great.
Yeah, you know? All the people I like are here.
Yeah, which I get. I feel like the ceremony is so like official and everyone's staring at you and it's quiet and weird.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, I would feel the same way to
time
a degree.
When I was at the wedding in Tennessee, it was outside, and there were wasps, and I was very distracted by the wasps the entire time the ceremony was going on. So, I sort of paid attention.
Mine's gonna be outside.
Great. Great. I'm gonna be distracted by wasps the whole time. While I'm up there. I forgot that I'm gonna be up there. I'm just gonna be swatting at wasps. I'm gonna get stung.
Yeah, but you're a professional, so you'll keep it smooth.
That's true, I will.
The songs will not stop.
That's true.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, then she basically starts crying to her mom, like her mom's crying, and then she's crying, and then they're, like, getting ready to leave, and it's just, like, sad. I don't know.
I know, because it's so, yeah, because she says, like, I love you, Mom, I'm so glad you have Phil, take care of each other, and
she's looking for Charlie, like, there's, like, a crowd of people sort of seeing them off, and she's like, Dad?
I need to see Dad. And he's, like, hiding, because he's just,
he's got
like,
little red-rimmed eyes.
I know, because he's crying, because he's, like, my Charlie. Baby's growing up. But he also thinks he's gonna see her again, so, like, but she's like, I need to see him, because otherwise, like, I might not see him again ever.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's such a good, like, moment and sad moment, because she's like, I love you forever, Dad, like, you know, moving in with him changed her life to get to this point.
Yeah.
It, like, changed his life, I think, because he got to feel closer to his daughter to, like, you know, instead of just seeing her at Christmas.
I know.
And, like, even though, like, he's such a, like, quiet, stoic father for the most part, it's, like, obviously he, like, loves her to the fucking moon and back.
Yeah.
Like, he would do anything for her.
And she's, like, sobbing, and of course he's crying, and it's,
I know.
So cute. Yeah. I want to be in love. This makes me want to be in love and have a wedding. You should have a wedding.
If
considered having a wedding?
I've considered it.
Oh, good.
And I think I will.
Oh, yay.
Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Great.
Thanks for your advice.
Great. You're welcome. I'm happy to help.
Yeah. And so they get chucked rice at them the whole way out,
which is
such a stupid tradition.
Wasteful.
Very absolutely. Wasteful. Apparently Emmett's pelting Edward in the back.
Which is so
the
funny.
Funniest part.
Yeah, it's like they're just, you know, the rice storm is helping, but then earth being thrown, and then Emmett has uncanny precision.
He's just decking his brother
yeah,
in the back.
Absolutely.
With rice.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yeah. I love
exactly how it should be.
There's such good character moments of being like, this is who Emmett is. I get him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like a main character that has a lot of lines at all, but when he shows up,
you're like, this is him.
That's him.
Yeah, totally.
I also love the last image that Bella sees when she's looking out the window of the car is Phil with his both arms around Renee's waist. She's got one hand on his waist and the other hand holding Charlie's.
I know. And it's like so many different kinds of love harmonious in this one moment.
Because it's,
and I'm like sobbing.
I know. It's Renee and Charlie being like, that's our baby girl. Like,
I know.
We did good with her.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Even though they're like, we don't love each other like that anymore. Like
we both love our daughter.
We both love our daughter, and we come together and love each other because we love our
and
daughter,
especially
and we're so
they're
proud
both
of her.
Feeling the same emotions, like they
yeah.
are going through the same emotions right now. Of like, wow, she's grown up, she's married. Like we're seeing her off. This
oh
is such
God.
A emotional time, and it's just like the fact that they're holding hands just makes me feel
I
so
know.
Weak.
My heart is I'm like the Grinch, and my heart is growing 3 sizes. This whole, like, goodbye scene is doing that to me.
I felt, like,
I'm gonna go into cardiac arrest.
Oh, God.
I told Emma a scary story about a guy who went into cardiac arrest.
From falling into a cave hole.
Okay.
Head first.
Let's finish this chapter. If you guys want to know, just look up the Nutty Putty cave incident. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
He died. But, you know, anyway, we're talking about a wedding.
Yeah. Well, as they are driving off, a big howl cuts over the sounds of the engine, heartbroken.
And then it grows faint and disappears, and we're all like, thank God it disappears.
Yeah, thank God. I'm like, do I care at this point? You were an asshole again.
Yeah.
Stop being heartbroken. You
too bad you're sad.
Yeah. But
wow,
it's always
so hard.
It's just another recurring, like, scheme thing where she just has to write like there's a howl somewhere in the distance, and we're like, oh Jacob, there's a howl in the woods and it sounds painful.
Jacob.
Like I'm uninterested.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we get it, Jacob's sad, he should get over it.
Yeah, well, that's the end of the chapter.
That is the end of the chapter. That's a good chapter. I liked it. I like this book. I keep saying that at the end of all these chapters we're reading, but like, I like this book.
I know.
And I'm excited to see what's going to happen next in this book, because the wedding already happened.
Yeah.
And there's going to be so much that's going to keep happening. There's
well,
so
also,
many more chapters
part,
in this book.
Part one is 7 chapters. This was chapter 4.
Yeah, we're going to get to fucking.
You mean, you mean a real honeymoon?
We're going to get to a real honeymoon, and I'm rubbing my hands together. And I hope that got picked up on the mic. It looks
yeah.
like it did.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the next chapter called?
Isle Esme. So,
oh.
I'm terrified. I'm assuming this is the location we're going to, but I don't know where Isle Esme is or what that means. I assume that it is an island named after Esme that Carlisle got for her.
Slay.
That would be such a slay. That's my prediction right now. I can't believe they're gonna fuck on their mom's island.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
This is kind of weird.
Kind of cringe.
And also, my other question is, if they're fucking on their honeymoon, where's the bed? The famous bed. I thought there was a famous bed. You're completely silent and not saying anything. In fact, you look a little confused.
I feel confused.
Where's the bed that they... You know, the gold bed with the you know.
Oh, the one in Eclipse.
Yeah. Is that only an Eclipse? Don't tell me. Stop looking at me like that.
Okay.
She's looking at me blankly. Like, show emotion, you whore. Yeah. I'm confused about if they're fucking... Because I am under the impression that that bed has a visual part that is shown in the movie.
As the fuck bed.
As the fuck bed. So
right.
I'm like, where is the fuck bed? If they're
they had
not
it shipped there.
Stop. I hope so. They had to ship the fuck bed there.
Well, I guess we'll find out next time.
I guess we'll find out next time if they ship things that I will learn at one point in my life, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anything else to say about this wonderful day?
No. That was great.
That was fun. I like that you're here, and I'm sad that I'm not going to be here the next time we record.
I know.
Why can't I be here forever?
Just move in.
I would love to live in your house. I could get a job at any of the places we went.
Yeah.
I could charm any of those waitresses.
They would all work with you. They'd be like, oh, yeah, she's legit.
She's cool. Yeah. And I'd be like, thank you so much. I am.
You did great at that brewery, honestly.
I did my best. I had fun at the bread bar as well.
Yeah.
And the breakfast place you went to.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
You're just a charming person.
That's me.
When you relate to the server because you were also a server.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's that on that, methinks.
Methinks.
Before we close, I would like to shout out some of our new patrons. We would like to thank Dory for joining as a master vampire. Very exciting.
Welcome to the coven.
Yes.
We're biting you.
And also, what's the minor vampire?
Yeah.
Fledgling vampire? I don't know what they're called. Anyway, thank you to Leah for joining us.
We're also biting you right on the neck.
We are biting
consensually.
You.
Consensually.
Consensually on the neck if you would like it.
Yeah.
Dory, thanks so much for joining at the Master Tier level. You join
the ranks of our other Master Vampires, such as Steve, Steven, Emily, Thea, and Dan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. We love you.
I would give you all kisses. on the neck.
We should just do a tour where we just go kiss all of our...
Everyone who listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
If you leave a 5-star rating and review, we will come and kiss you. Reminder, if you're on Spotify right now, you can literally just scroll up and go ahead and give us a review, a star rating. Mm-hmm. You can also review us on Apple Podcasts and elsewhere, I'm sure. Tuning back in, we went on anchor.fm, and I didn't know that you guys could respond to our episodes privately. So thank you so much to whoever responded and what they thought of these recent episodes. A lot of people congratulated Em on her engagement 4 months ago that we didn't notice. So thank you so much for whoever did that.
That's
Morley
so sweet.
And cauliflower.
I thought it was cauliflower.
That's what I thought, but it's specifically
cauliflower.
Cauliflower. Was there another one? Go back.
Yeah, there was.
I'm really excited about this. Oh, it's published. Good questions, very good.
Oh, this is about, I think this is.
Oh my, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm asking some, okay, well, I'm glad that the people, like, yeah, I guess you can respond to our things on Spotify. So.
Wow.
Thank you so much for whoever has been responding when we didn't even know that this feature existed. And I would love if people kept doing it.
Yeah.
And I would respond to them.
Yeah.
I think we can respond to them.
We can, yeah. This new features are happening before our very eyes.
Apparently there's new features where you can do like a Q&A and you can also do polls and stuff. So
very, very cute.
I don't think we'll ever do a poll. Maybe we can do a poll for this one.
Yeah.
We should do a poll. What should the poll be? We can do a Team Edward, Team Jacob. That's a pretty basic.
Fuck, marry, kill.
that's not a poll. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's not how you do that.
You can't poll that.
Yeah, you can't poll that. That's not how it works. We'll add some sort of poll to this one, I think. So when that goes up, you guys should check and see if you can see the poll on Spotify and give us an answer. Leave us a little comment about what you thought about the episode. Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever.
And then I will fly into your house and smooch you.
Yeah. If you would like, let us know. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Unbitten. If you'd like to get in contact with us,
follow us on Twitter at UnbittenPod or subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/UnbittenPod. And for now, the rest is still
Unbitten. Yay, we both did it this time. That never happens.